Iran's parliament speaker has warned that Tehran will give a resolute response to the U.S. Senate for advancing a motion to impose new sanctions on the Islamic Republic. Ali Larijani says the bill further exposes the U.S. hostile strategy toward Iran. Russia has warned the U.S. against further attacks on pro-government forces fighting Daesh terrorists in Syria, calling it unacceptable. Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov has urged Washington to take concrete steps to prevent such strikes. Lavrov has made the remarks in a phone conversation with the U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson. Qatar has rejected accusations that Hamas is a terrorist organization, saying the Palestinian group is a legitimate resistance movement. Qatari Foreign Minister Sheikh Mohammed bin Abdulrahman Al Thani says the legitimacy of Hamas is accepted in the Arab world, although the U.S. views it as a terrorist group. The French are heading to the polls in the first round of parliamentary elections. Nearly 8,000 candidates are running for some 580 seats. The voting is crucial for newly elected President Emmanuel Macron and his year-old party known as Forward, which is not currently represented in the National Assembly. Britain's opposition Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn says there could be another election this year or early next year. This after the vote on Thursday produced no clear winner. Corbyn says his party is ready for another election campaign. Conservative Premier Theresa May is looking to form a government with the Democratic Unionist Party. London Police Chief Cressida Dick has called on residents to watch for threats a week after a terror attack that killed 8 people. The call comes after officers removed cordons set up around the Borough Market where the attack occurred. The Met Commissioner says the police will continue to patrol crowded areas in London. Attorney General of the U.S. Jeff Sessions will appear before the Senate Intelligence Committee to respond to fired FBI Director James Comey's testimony. Sessions says he will discuss the alleged Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election in light of Comey's recent testimony. Italy's Coast Guard has rescued more than 1,600 refugees at sea in the central Mediterranean. During a dozen separate operations, 9 rubber dinghies and 3 small boats full of refugees have been taken to safety. The guards have also found 7 bodies in vessels launched by traffickers.